This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Michigan House and Senate have approved a controversial law requiring consumers to buy separate policies for abortion coverage. The question was put to the legislature by a petition drive that was pushed by Right to Life. It was launched after Governor Snyder vetoed a similar measure a year ago. He vetoed that measure because there were no exceptions for cases of rape or incest. But because this 2013 version is a voter-initiated law, the governor does not have veto power this time round. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Cindy.
Busy, busy day. So, first of all, we know this new law takes effect in March. Just bring us up to speed and remind us exactly what it means for insurance consumers and women in Michigan.
Pretty much what you outlined, that if you want abortion coverage as part of your private insurance, health insurance package, because Michigan already does not allow, has outlawed public funding for abortions, which usually means Medicaid funding for abortions, that you would have to buy as part of your private policy a separate insurance rider, a separate policy to provide that coverage. We should point out that actually most policies do not include abortion coverage right now in Michigan, but some do. And there are variations under what circumstances the basic policies will cover, you know, terminating a pregnancy in case of something like, a miscarriage, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or I should say a pending miscarriage. So what this says is, as of, you know, late March of next year, as policies that do have this coverage expire, that in order to continue it, you'd have to buy a rider on top of that policy to get abortion coverage. But, you know, we know that is not the end of the political debate on this.
Well, in fact, speaking of debate, there were some pretty passionate speeches on the chamber floor as that final debate was taking place yesterday evening. Some of the female lawmakers shared some pretty personal stories.
Very personal stories, sometimes tearfully. You know, we heard stories about State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who's the Democratic leader, spoke about the time 20 years ago when she was raped, and he said that she doesn't know what she would have done had she become pregnant as a result of that, and she wouldn't have been able to access insurance coverage for that. Other lawmakers talked about miscarriages, and also male lawmakers talked about, you know, experiences that their wives had been through in some cases. So it was and definitely, you know, an evening of personal stories and examples, but no one really expected that the result was going to change, that we always knew that if and when it came up for a vote in the state house and in the state senate, that the votes were there to pass.
Well, you've been busy talking to opponents of this new law. It sounds like they're gearing up for a possible referendum, trying to get enough signatures to get it on the November 2014 ballot.
Exactly, that because it was expected that this would pass if and when it came up for a vote, that, you know, some of the working towards that has already started. But there was a meeting in Lansing this afternoon about it. You know, they started talking about, you know, what they would do, how they would go about it, what organizations would be involved, and what kind of national support they might be able to bring in for this as well. I spoke with Shelley Weisberg, who's with the American Civil Liberties Union here in Michigan, and here's what she had to say about it.
This is not about, you know, the constant war on women. It's not about pro-life versus pro-choice. It's even not about partisanship. This is the, you know, medical community, it's the legal community, it's workers, it's nurses, it's retirees who are just really sick of the constant overreach of this legislature into our personal and private lives. And people are tired of it. So we've got a lot of momentum to move forward and send a message that we want them to stop doing this kind of stuff.
So that's Shelley Weisberg of the American Civil Liberties Union here in Michigan talking about the plans by the pro-choice movement to try and put up a referendum challenge. They'd have to gather somewhere in the neighborhood of 160,000 signatures of registered voters, plus you'd want to get several thousand more just as a cushion. And they'd like to do it with all volunteers, just like Right to Life did when they put together their petition drive to initiate a law. And so, you know, what we would see is, you know, originally the pro-choice movement wanted to see this put on the ballot as an initiative that people would either vote for or against. Now they're hoping that they can get it on the ballot as a referendum to challenge the law, which, by the way, would be one of a growing groups of a number of referendums and initiatives that could be on the 2014 ballot.
And how likely do you think it is they'll be able to get those signatures and get it on the ballot?
Well, 160,000 signatures is a lot of signatures, but it's not an overwhelming amount. And even if they start out doing it with volunteers, if for some reason they find out that there's a problem there, that they could certainly tap into the national network and try and get some financial support for a petition drive and a petition gathering operation. So, I mean, their prospects for doing it are pretty good. And Shelley Weisberg said afterwards, too, that she said that even the possibility, despite the fact that there is even a possibility that they're going to fail, that shouldn't stop them, because it also sends a message that they're going to fight back. And this could also play out not just as a statewide ballot question, but, we have all 148 seats in the legislature, 110 in the House and 38 in the Senate that are up next year. And most of them, this probably would not be a big issue, but, certainly in some of them, it could be, especially if they do succeed in getting a question on the ballot.
Rick, could we expect to see them maybe bring in some national muscle groups like Now or Emily's List?
I would be surprised if they didn't in some capacity.
Okay. Now, have you had a chance to talk to the folks who were behind this law? And I'm sure they're expecting some kind of a counter movement.
Yeah, no, this was not unexpected, and the people who voted for this law and the people who supported this law and got it in front of the legislature in the first place have said that they are prepared for this eventuality, and if it comes down to battling it out on the ballot in 2014, then they're ready to go ahead and do that.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.